The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line.
Let's show some love and respect and some thought in how it is that we discuss some of the issues of the day. It is Thursday, the 28th of April. If you're thankful for being alive, breathing air, and being able to take nourishment, then that's a good thing. You can be thankful for a lot of other things, too. I hope you're thankful for the amount of time that we put in to get a lot of information for you to discuss with your friends, your relatives, with us if you want to, at 888-302-3684. Or you can go to Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook, /Good Day. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Ted Cruz campaign made a big announcement yesterday whilst Mr. Cruz was campaigning in Indiana.
One of the most solemn choices you make is the choice of selecting a vice presidential candidate. I have come to the conclusion that if I am nominated to be president of the United States, that I will run on a ticket with my vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
I'm disappointed in her, frankly. I like her a lot. I think she would have made a pretty good president, but vice president with Cruz?
No.
Waste of time, effort, money, because you're not getting anywhere anyway. But there are those who are strongly opposed to or strongly in favor of. And so here's one of those people who always has pretty strong opinion, host Laura Ingraham, talking about Carly Fiorina, back to when she was CEO of Hewlett-Packard. She focused on how bad she was for the state of Indiana and that under the circumstances, Cruz really didn't do his homework.
In Indiana, which I assume Trump is going to hit the globalization as failure theme that he struck in his foreign policy speech, the outsourcing issue is a disaster. That is just, that's not going to be a positive one. And fairly or unfairly, you know, the Fiorina, HP, that outsourcing issue, which was discussed obviously during her run against Barbara Boxer in 2010, where she lost by about 1 million votes in California, that became really an albatross around her neck. I think Trump has to be careful in going after Carly Fiorina. I think, I'm not sure he'll do it, but I think surrogates probably will. I don't think it changes the math in a positive way in Indiana. If he's going to win Indiana, Cruz is going to win it on his own. It's not going to be with a veep selection.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me that now he isn't going to win. Why would you vote for Cruz? He didn't have a chance to become the president under any circumstance unless he pulls something out of the hat or he continues his corruptive ways of buying support the way that he does. So, Fiorina, disappointed. I guess that's the way I'd put it. What do you say? 888-302-3684. Okay, here's Charles Lane, writer for the Washington Post, figures this is desperation as far as Cruz and the loser is concerned.
Desperate times call for desperate measures is what it looked like to me. And so desperate after this rout Tuesday night in the northeastern states that Ted Cruz seemed to be wanting to just come up with something spectacular to kind of just change the narrative out there. I suppose that if Carly Fiorina brings anything positive, maybe it's a little help in California. That's her home state. She ran a pretty good Senate race against Barbara Boxer as a Republican, though she lost, and perhaps Ted Cruz is thinking she can help him out there. But for the most part, I think this just looks like what it is somebody who is way behind in the delegate count, and his window is rapidly closing, trying to, you know, throw a Hail Mary.
Here are a couple of other talk hosts, Gary Hoffman, Shannon Farron, talking about why they think Cruz made that announcement.
You have to ask, why would he pick Carly Fiorina? I mean, she, outside of a quick bump in the polls last fall, she really didn't perform very well, especially when we got into the new year. We started getting into the primaries and caucuses. I think in Iowa and New Hampshire, she finished seventh.
I think they picked her for a couple reasons. Number one, she's a woman. Number two, she's from California. And number three, she is an outsider. And he has seen how much Donald Trump has done well on that outsider platform. The problem with Ted Cruz making the selection is, here in California, Carly Fiorina doesn't play too well.
She doesn't have the greatest reputation here. Even if you just go by what happened at Hewlett-Packard, she doesn't have a great reputation. She's a political loser in the state of California, in that she lost in the Senate race to Barbara Boxer. She lost badly. The one other thing that I don't think a lot of people are talking about is that Carly Fiorina was really the only one who was able to put Donald Trump on his heels at all. If you remember when he said something about her face, just look at that face, basically. Wow, how could you vote for that face? And then he had to retract that and say, I wasn't talking about a woman and her looks. I was talking about, you know, that's not the face that can be trusted, or however he tried to explain it away. And we saw her take advantage of that and put him on his heels, and actually she got a bump in the polls after that.
It lasted for about 4 minutes.
I don't even think it lasted that long. But she was the one who got that as a result of putting him on his heels. And I wonder if some of that is what they are expecting to get from Carly Fiorina.
All right. What do you think? Yeah, really, politics makes for strange bedfellows, does it not? Bernie Sanders, in a moment, in The Focus here on the Good Day program. It's 13 past the hour.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, we have 16 at the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. The working story at the moment is politics, and one of my producers referred to it as political crap. And I guess, in a manner of speaking, yes, it might be. All right, so we've taken care of Cruz and his picking the Carly Fiorina image, because that's really what it is, an image of the two of them together. He president, she vice president. It might be more interesting if it was the other way around. Anyway, let's go over to the side where Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are duking it out. From CBS, Nancy Cortez reporting on the Sanders campaign laying off a lot of staffers.
The Sanders campaign insisted the hundreds of layoffs don't mean he's giving up.
I am very good in arithmetic. And I can count delegates, and we are behind today. But you know what? Unusual things happen in politics.
Campaign aides say they will focus most of their remaining resources on winning California on June 7th. The strategy complicates Clinton's efforts to win over his supporters. Sanders rejected the notion that he's helping Republicans by continuing to criticize his party's likely nominee.
They don't need my speeches to talk about Hillary Clinton. They will go after Hillary Clinton, by the way, in ways that I have never, ever gone after Hillary Clinton.
But his decision to stay in the race till the end worries some Democratic voters, like William George of Philadelphia.
That if you don't support her, there's a good chance that Trump could very well win.
The Sanders campaign insists he is invigorating the party, and they say if he's the nominee, they'll hire all of those laid-off workers back for the general election. But at this point, he'd need to win about 80% of the remaining delegates to catch up.
All right, the open primary in Indiana is on May 3rd, which would be next Tuesday. So that'll be the next time we have a lot of hoopla there. There's a sort of side story going back to the Reagan years and then brought up to the current time that I think is of value for a couple of moments. This Brady campaign to prevent gun violence, releasing a new public service announcement about a new kind of technology. It's an extension you can add on to your browser. It's available on Google Chrome at the moment. The goal of this is to keep mass shooters from becoming famous. So the extension blocks their names, replacing them with name withheld out of respect for the victims. It also replaces pictures of the shooter with pictures of the victims. Here is part of that PSA called 0 Minutes of Fame.
The Brady Campaign, America's leading organization dedicated to the reduction of gun deaths, created a plugin that enables you to eradicate the killer's name from your online experience. It also replaces their image with something that truly deserves our attention: the victim. The plugin affects every major news site and even the links that appear in Google search. By downloading the plugin, you are actively helping stop the next copycat killing. And you can add your name to a petition for networks to cease showing the killer's names and images across media channels. We're doing everything we can to eradicate mass shootings, and you can help by turning these killers' 15 minutes of fame to zero.
I'm down with that. I think that's a superb idea. As a matter of fact, the Congress passes all kinds of stupid laws. Maybe one that they could consider that makes some sense is to make this a law to keep mass shooters from getting their minutes of fame. You block their names. You replace them with name held out of respect for the victims and replace a picture of the shooter with pictures of the victim. I think that's a terrific idea. How about we get behind that and let's make it the law of the land? 21 at the hour here on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You heard me talking earlier about how pleased I was to have TV food host Sonny Anderson here, who hails from a radio station originally that our pal Jennifer Horn works on. Sonny, welcome to Good Day.
What? What radio station? What'd you say, huh?
I don't know if we're on the same station, Sonny, but I'm on KTIE, which is in San Bernardino, California.
And oh, my goodness.
That's where you started, right?
No, I didn't. I actually started in San Antonio, but KTIE is actually where I stopped. That's where I ended. I was in sales there, and I was selling airtime on KTIE. That's a Salem Broadcasting Company.
That sure is, yep.
How'd you get from doing a radio program to being the host of a television program about food?
Well, I love to eat. I'm an Army brat, Air Force vet, and the cool thing about that is you grow up moving around, not just across the country, but around the world. So I grew up with so many different flavors and foods, and then when I joined the Air Force, you know, that continued. And then when I got to New York, I just was cooking, and I brought food into work, and next thing you know, I had a catering company. And then when you have a catering company and a radio show, you just want to tell everyone about it, and next thing you know, Food Network's calling. So, you know, fast forward... And here I am working with Spam, and I get to kick off their second annual Spamerican tour, and we're feeding people. And not only are we feeding people, but Spam is a brand that's been around for 79 years. And from the start, they've been down with the military. They've always supported them, sending like 100 million pounds of Spam to World War II. So as an Air Force vet and Army brat, it's really cool to pull this life and career full circle and to realize that I was trained to be a broadcaster by the military. I went overseas. I got a letter from the people that send something to any soldier, and now more than 20-something years later, Operation Gratitude is an organization that's doing just that, sending care packages and letters to military members away from their families. So I'm really excited about this today.
All right. You can go to the website, by the way, operationgratitude.com, and see mm-hmm. what Sonny is doing, see what she's talking about as an Air Force. Are you Air Force or Army? Which I was not sure what you said. Air Force
yeah.
or Army?
So I said both. I'm an Army brat and Air Force.
Oh,
vet.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm all over the place. And you can log on to spam.com/tour to find out all of the cities and communities that we'll be in. But 16 communities. I think we'll be in San Diego very shortly. And log on so you can come and hang out with us at the truck, but also find out more information about Operation Gratitude. Because if you can't get to the truck and write a letter that we'll put into a care package, you can always write a letter online. We'll print it out and we'll put it into those care packages for the troops. Pretty awesome.
You are. Cool. I've never met you before. I've actually not heard you before. You're on a trip. Man, you've got all kinds of energy and excitement about you. You've got a great aura, an audio aura.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Listen, I just, every day I wake up, I'm just very, very happy right when I wake up because I realize I made it through the night. I grew up with that before you go to bed prayer that was like, if I should die before I wake.
I wake, yep.
So as a kid, I was like, wait a minute, I could die. You know, so every morning I wake up super hyped, super excited, and it makes it even easier when you're working with people that truly get it. As a military veteran, SPAM, it's an honor for me to be involved with them. I grew up with SPAM in the pantry, and when I had SPAM growing up, it was just like one classic flavor. Now they've got over 15 varieties, so you can really play in the kitchen, you know, and I'm really having a good time with it. And this year, to team up with Operation Gratitude, I can't tell you how important it was as an 18-year-old being shipped over to Seoul, South Korea, working at that radio station there, and getting a letter from a family that didn't know who I was, that just wanted to express their gratitude for my service. That was 1993, and I still know that family's name. I still have those letters in a box. Those people are very important to me. So more than 20 years later being able to give that back to someone I don't even know. So I'm really excited about Operation Gratitude and SPAM.
All right, OperationGratitude.com or SPAM.com/tour. Sunny Anderson. Okay, with this, what a terrific spokesperson you are for this. Thank you, Sunny.
Agriculture has a cheerleader and a champion in television personality Mike Rowe. We'll talk more with him today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The agriculture industry has benefited from the work of Mike Rowe in his current role as host of Somebody's Gotta Do It on CNN and his previous work hosting Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel.
My thumb's on the scale a little bit because I grew up on a small farm and my sympathies are there. But in a relative universe, you don't have to put out a love letter in order to tell a fair and honest story. All you really have to do is show up, have an honest conversation with these folks, and by the end of the day, without fail, you'll get a real measure of who they are, what they do, and what's important to them.
More with Mike Rowe in tomorrow's show, and also at my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Depth on a couple of issues here in this half hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Sherman, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. 34 after the hour, Denny Hastert, former Speaker of the House, is going to prison. He was sentenced yesterday to the max. You get the max for the minimum, or, well, in this case, the max for the max. Here's correspondent Linda Ellis.
During his sentencing hearing, a former House Speaker was referred to by the presiding judge as a serial child molester. Judge Thomas M. Durkin also described former Speaker Dennis Hastert's attempt to accuse one of his victims of extortion as unconscionable. Authorities allege that Hastert abused at least 4 students throughout his career as a high school wrestling coach in Illinois. However, his crime stems from illegally structuring banking transactions to avoid regulators. Prosecutors claim the payments were intended for a victim to retain their silence. Along with a 15-month prison sentence, Hastert has also been ordered to complete a sex offender treatment program.
If he had early on copped to it and been more, I don't know, not despondent, probably not the right word, but honorable in his references to what went on, instead of trying to take a shot at the guy who was extorting money from him, he probably wouldn't have gotten the maximum sentence. He deserves to have the maximum sentence. Your thoughts at 888-302-3684. Let's see, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. People are already wanting to be heard on that. Here's Wendy Snyder talking to reporter Ryan Burrow, who was in the courtroom during the sentencing.
That's not what this trial was for, correct?
No, and the judge admitted, I can't sentence you based on child molestation. But, you know, the whole reason for him being in court was lying to federal agents about these bank transactions. And where were these bank transactions going to? They were going illegally to someone to pay for this hush money, this $3 million that was supposed to be paid out to a victim. It all kind of works together in one form or another, and it was definitely used to get that 15 months.
Jessica writes to us, how messed up to have a statute of limitations on child abuse? The system is so wonky. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Here are our anchors, Erica Hill and Rob Johnson, talking to legal analyst Irv Miller about what happens to Hastert now.
He's actually subject to some testing.
He is. The judge ordered that he undergo a sex offender evaluation, and there's several parts to it. It's talking to a therapist, it's having a polygraph taken, and there's also some physical tests to determine whether or not he is, in fact, a pedophile, which, if it's determined that he is, you can see the U.S. attorney going back into court and saying, Judge, the sex offender evaluation has determined he's a pedophile, and they're going to ask that he be ordered to stay away from children, stay away from parks, stay away from schools. May affect his life. Certainly not while he's in the penitentiary, but before and after.
Right. This is, of course, after he serves his 15 months. After those tests, what will happen in terms of where he will go?
Well, he's going to be at home until he gets a letter from the Bureau of Prisons saying, Mr. Hastert, it's been determined that you are to report to the federal medical facility, probably in Rochester, Minnesota. You must report by a certain date before noon, and it's up to you to get there on your own. If you don't, there'll be consequences.
Interesting. The police don't have to bring you to jail now. You go on your own. That's an interesting reality. Here's a reporter named Mike Parker talking to some of the citizens in Denny Hastert's hometown about their reaction to the whole case, including the sentencing.
The afternoon crowd at the Hard Days Tavern was full of stories today about Hastert's glory days.
I got an A+ on my U.S. Constitution test. Everybody in the class got to have lunch with Dennis Hastert as our reward. Our history teacher was friends with Hastert.
What do you think about that now? Is it such an honor?
Not so much.
I feel ashamed for the community on what Denny Hastert did. I feel ashamed to be from Plano with what he did.
And the Hastert sentencing was topic A at Sherry's Cafe down the block.
If it had been up to you, what kind of a sentence do you think he should have gotten?
For all the transgressions he's accused of, life in prison would have been a small amount for him to pay to me.
We used to brag about being from the hometown of Dennis Hastert.
Anybody still bragging about it?
I don't think so.
Now, of all the residents we talked with today, not one would go on the record and defend Hastert. It seems that the phrase disgraced former House Speaker still has meaning.
You know, one of the things that I think of often in putting together categories of people that should spend the rest of their lives in prison: pedophiles, drug dealers, molesters, murderers, rapists, all those people. Put them in jail, no question. Consequence is the rest of your life behind bars. Here's YouTuber Martin Brodel, one of the many people who don't think the 15-month sentence is enough.
He gets 15 months for sexual abuse of kids and the bribery, the cover-up, all the money, that the land deals, everything. I say put him behind bars for the rest of his stinking life. Why would this guy be allowed out of prison after just 15 months? They got him going into a wheelchair. I don't care. This guy should never be allowed to see the light of day. He should never come out of his cell. Not until the day he dies. I would never. I tell you what. If Trump ever made me head of cleaning up crime in this country, I guarantee you, murderers, rapists, child sex offenders would never, ever see the light of day. Never. Not until they would never get out of jail until the day they died.
I don't disagree with that, frankly. All right, some other comments coming in here. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Here's a Mike who says many GOP members wrote letters to the judge to say Hastert was a great guy. Maybe he did rape a bunch of kids over the years, but go easy on him. He is a great guy. Yeah, that's pretty unacceptable. Ronnie writes, at the very least, the judge should have come down to the defendant's table and socked him in the mouth. Mayor writes, it really doesn't matter that he's a Republican. What matters to me is how vocally he castigated, humiliated, and disparaged others who do exactly the same thing. Hypocrisy, the lowest of human qualities, and one of the few character traits that separates us from other animals. Neil writes, Denny Hastert got in a jam, and now he's serving a stretch in the can for the lying he did, the payments he hid from the feds when the bleep hit the fan. That's pretty clever. Bob, I just continue to lose faith in government. Sheila writes, looks like we don't need to worry about transgenders in the bathrooms. We need to worry about congressmen. Man, isn't that something to think about? Speaking about things to think about, I want to say hello and good morning to people listening in Des Moines, Iowa this morning. How do you do? And in Colorado Springs, Spokane, Washington, Mobile, Alabama, Wichita, Kansas, in and around Los Angeles and the Black Hills of South Dakota, Salt Lake City. I said hi to them, I think, yesterday, but it's worth a second visit. Trump University in the spotlight up next here on Good Day.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body. body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we're at 46 after the hour here on the Good Day program. The Donald Trump presence and all the things that he's tried to do, many things successful, many things not so successful. There's a lawsuit that has been started against Donald Trump and the university that he put forth, using his name anyway. Here's a fellow named Tom Lamas reporting in New York on the judge saying that the fraud case against Trump University can move ahead.
Donald Trump will actually be standing trial in the fall before the general election, or right around the time of the general election, over the case of Trump University. New York's attorney general suing the Trump Corporation over Trump University, calling it a sham group, saying thousands of students were defrauded out of millions of dollars. And today, Trump's legal team responding, saying they actually were content that this is going to go to a jury trial. They're hoping that jury trial takes place in New York City. So Trump dealing with the election and also possibly dealing with a huge lawsuit against his company at the same time.
Let's see, who comes from New York State beside Donald Trump that's running for the presidency? Is it just a coincidence that the state's controlled by Democrats and Hillary? No, it's only coincidence, right? No political chicanery there. Here's the Attorney General from New York, Eric Schneiderman, explaining the filing.
We started looking at Trump University and discovered that it was a classic bait-and-switch scheme. It was a scam, starting with the fact that it was not a university. They promised they were going to teach people with hand-picked experts by Donald Trump. The teachers were neither hand-picked nor experts.
All right. Here's Aaron Kutursky, the legal analyst for ABC, breaking down what the case is all about.
It was really about Trump University, which is really, you know, it wasn't a university the way, you know, like Boston University. It was a seminar. And so the state had trouble with the name university. But also the attorney general said it was really just a sham where people were coaxed to pay more and more money for deeper and deeper secrets of real estate investing success. And they never really got what they were promised. And in fact, many of the so-called students had complained that they were told to continually buy more services, but nothing was ever delivered, including promised meetings with Trump, instruction from people handpicked by Donald Trump, that just didn't seem to have any real value. And so the attorney general sued, and this has been going on for years, but now reaching ahead in what could be smack in the middle of a presidential campaign.
So is this just a political move?
Well, this doesn't smell very good to me. I don't like this because you we're talking, Aaron has been in the works for this long and then suddenly this is all coming to a head now.
Based on nothing but a court schedule, it's tough to read it outside the current political climate. And undoubtedly, this would get almost no attention if Trump weren't running for president.
Right.
This has been something that the Attorney General's office has been looking at for years, ever since Trump University closed and people started complaining that they were bilked out of collectively millions of dollars. Thousands of students said to be defrauded out of millions of dollars in what they paid to Trump University. When it shut down, it had been amid a number of complaints to attorneys general in several states that it wasn't delivering as promised.
All right, 50 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To spend some time with your friend and mine, Warren Eckstein, who has the Pet Show, which is a great broadcast, also a weekend show heard in a lot of these same stations. He has a new podcast on Podcast One called The Pet Insider. It'll be great for you to spend some time with Warren Eckstein. I like having him here as well. And in a moment, we're going to find out why it is that Warren has suggested, or others have suggested, that we ought not to hug our dogs as much as we do. I say poo on that. Let's see what Warren says just after these words.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, so let's get to the heart of things here, Warren. Story that we have at DougSteffen.com asks you to please stop hugging your dog. And I'm trying to figure out why. This is a study published in Psychology Today. What the heck are they saying?
You know, this is the most ridiculous thing. All of these studies come out, and the majority of these studies that I read, Doug, are usually done under clinical situations. They're not done with real people like you or me. I believe 100%, as long as you have a dog that enjoys being hugged, hug away. It's good for the dog. It goes back to the early puppyhood when they would kind of bundle together to feel comfort and comfortable, and they would kind of hug each other. So I'm a firm believer in hugging. Too many of these clinical studies suggest, again, they take it from a point of view of not being a pet guardian, but more of a study they're doing. So I've been hugging animals. My whole reputation is based on hugging and kissing animals. I say as long as the dog wants to be hugged, hug away. No different with people. You wouldn't want to hug somebody that doesn't want to be hugged either.
Well, Charlotte, my bulldog, would let me know if she didn't want to be hugged, she just walked away. She pulled herself away. And sometimes she wanted to be rubbed and hugged. Sometimes she didn't. It's like human beings, I guess, much anything else, right?
Exactly. No different. However, studies like this come out, Doug, and what it does is it tells people that maybe they should not hug or be as close to their dogs as possible, which in the long run can create a rivalry rather than a bond. So I say hug, hug away as long as you know the dog wants to be hugged. And again, these studies drive me crazy. I get them every day. If they would spend more time on their hands and knees working with people and the pets they live with every day instead of getting these tremendous grants to do these studies at universities, the results would be a lot better.
There are a lot of pets that go missing every year. If you have a dog or a cat that's one of them, there's only a 10% chance you'll ever find them again. What do you say to people who ask you about whether there ought to be a GPS pet collar or that? There's a difference between what I think those would do and having the implanted chip, or are they both the same?
Well, no, the implanted chip is basically not a GPS. What the implanted chip does is you can take it to a veterinarian or a rescue humane society, and they take a wand and they run it over the dog or the cat, and it brings up the information. With the GPS, you can be at home, and let's say your dog's 3/4 of a mile away, the GPS will let you know exactly where that dog is. From my perspective, my dog has an old-fashioned dog tag. He has a microchip, and when the GPS collar comes out that I really believe in, he'll also have a GPS collar on as well.
Anything I can do.
I mean, it doesn't make sense not to have every form of protection for your pet that's possible. It just doesn't make sense not to use it.
Oh, no, not at all. You were, let's see, we've got about a minute here. In the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, we repurposed a blog from you about whether your pet talks to you and what they say. I think we touched on this a couple of weeks ago. I just wonder about interpreting what the words, what the expressions mean.
Well, any good pet guardian, listen, you and Charlotte were as close as any two people I know. When I say people and pets. And the bottom line is, there's no doubt in my mind that you and Charlotte communicated, sometimes verbally, sometimes via the body language, and sometimes maybe using a sixth sense. So I honestly believe that dogs and people do have this ability to really understand each other if, again, they spend the time watching their behavior, their dog's behavior, and understanding what they're doing. So, yeah, I think people and dogs have that ability.
Warren's new podcast, The Pet Insider, at Podcast One. Warren Eckstein, you with us on the Good Day program. Check out thepetshow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.